This November, when New York's political parties will need to get at least 2% of the state's presidential votes to retain their status on the ballot, the Independence Party has hitched its wagon to Brock Pierce, who's best known for playing a young Emilio Estevez in the Mighty Ducks movies and for being a pioneer in the world of digital currency. To discuss the third party's bet on Brock Pierce and much more, we're joined now by New York State Independence Party Chairman Frank McKay. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Thanks for having me.
So how did Brock Pierce end up being the nominee for president for the New York State Independence Party?
Well, to me, I don't believe there was any other choice. Brock is a unique individual. He's obviously been in the spotlight before. He's a self-funder, which is obviously very important for an independent. He has no ties to any special interests that are pulling his strings. He's a complete individual. And quite frankly, we couldn't find a better candidate, and I don't even know where we would have gone if it wasn't for Brock Pierce.
How did he get on your radar?
Well, originally through a publicist reached out about doing a radio interview, and we started looking into him, and a mutual friend connected us, and quite frankly, I'm glad he did. It's an attorney named Eric Lerner, and he has, he's been great, and he's been instrumental in putting the relationship together.
And at the time, was Brock running for president and looking for, some sort of support in New York, or was that not in the works yet?
No, he was looking to get on the ballot in New York. He's on the ballot in 15 states now. If he had gotten in touch with us earlier, or if we knew of his intentions earlier, we would have had him on the ballot in all 50 states. And instead, this sets up a foundational run. And one thing I've been saying all along is that we're not saying he's the next president of the United States. We're saying he's a future president of the United States. And, being on the ballot in 15 states will give him a head start going for 2024. And that's really what our concentration is for Brock.
And what is it about his candidacy that made him so attractive to you, aside from the ability to self-fund?
He's coming from outside of the system, and he is absolutely a doer. He gets things done. He's had success in different fields. You mentioned about the Mighty Ducks. I mean, as a child star, he did very well, and he left at the top of his game and got into entrepreneurialism, and he made a tremendous amount of money and made himself a billionaire. And, quite frankly, at 39 years old, the sky's the limit for him. But he is somebody that we dream of coming into the system that doesn't have the political experience. And now he's getting that very valuable experience, but he's getting all of that experience on his own term.
So then what's your pitch to New York voters who might not know of Brock Pierce, might not be aware of, his campaign in 15 other states, to get them to vote for him on the Independence Party ballot line this November?
Well, first of all, the country we live in is the greatest country in the history of the world. We're not disputing that, but it's far from perfect. And what we feel, the Independence Party here in New York, we feel that the best way to perfect the country or make it a more perfect union is to create a third major party, and a party that takes no stance on social issues. Instead, we would let the candidate, in this case, Brock Pierce, speak directly to the American people, or in our case, the voters of New York, without interference from the party or special interests. That's a departure from anything we've ever had in our history. There has always been a social agenda attached to both major party candidates. And quite frankly, you have no idea what President Trump and what Vice President Biden actually feel about the issues, because they're locked in to the major parties that will dictate to them how they should feel about those very important social issues. In this case, Brock Pierce and Carla Ballard, his running mate, running for vice president, they will speak directly to the people. So when somebody is asking them how they feel about social issues, it's not coming from me, a political boss. It's coming from the people, and they will only answer to the people.
But like I said at the top of the show, because of a new state law, your party, as well as other third parties in New York, will need to increase their share of the presidential vote from 2016 in order to retain an automatic spot on the ballot. So who are the voters that you're going to appeal to, and you know, why should they cast what would be really a symbolic vote on your line?
We don't look at it necessarily as a symbolic vote, but as far as the 130,000 votes or the 2%, last time around, the candidate we backed was Gary Johnson. He split his votes between our line and the Libertarian line. Between the two of us, he got almost 180,000 votes. Now, by no means am I charging Gary, but he didn't step foot in New York after September 1st or, you know, somewhere around there. He had no campaign going in New York. He didn't spend a dime. We didn't spend a dime. And quite frankly, we just kind of let it roll. So as far as answering the question of whether Brock Pierce can get 130,000 votes, he's already gotten far more press than Gary Johnson got all throughout the country, here, right here in New York. So we're very confident that that Brock will get those votes. As far as the voters and why they should support Brock Pierce, I don't think it's, you know, some people will say, well, supporting somebody who isn't going to win the general election is a wasted vote. I think the only wasted vote is to vote for someone on a major party line that you really don't want to. Let's face it, Joe Biden is the odds-on favorite to win New York, and I can't imagine an upset big enough that would mean that Joe Biden doesn't win New York. So if you're not a fan of President Trump, and there's a lot of people that aren't fans of President Trump, and you don't have any love for Vice President Biden, to make a statement for one of the minor parties is tremendous. I think Brock Pierce is far and away the candidate that has the best chance to create a third major party in this country. So when you're in the voting booth and you're ready, I was going to say pull the lever, now it's you fill out that box, Brock Pierce, I think, is by far the best vote. As far as you know, some of the issues that I think some people are going to be interested in, we think that Brock is, without question, the cannabis candidate. He is far and away stronger on the issue of legalizing cannabis, marijuana, and not only legalizing it, decriminalizing the crimes that nonviolent crimes, I should say, against folks that were put in jail, incarcerated because of crimes simply having to do with cannabis. Not only would he decriminalize it, he would immediately pardon everyone who's in jail that had a nonviolent marijuana offense, a nonviolent cannabis hemp offense, and not only pardon them, but expunge the crime from their record. So anyone who's a true cannabis believer, this is the way to get the message to the folks in Albany to be much stronger on the whole issue of cannabis and legalized marijuana here in New York. And Brock Pierce is the way to go on that. Secondly, look, he's 39 years old. He's much closer to being 18 years old than he is to 74 or 78, the age of his two major opponents. As far as that goes, by no means am I suggesting that older folks can't handle the job. But I do believe that the millennials have no connection to Joe Biden and no connection to Donald Trump whatsoever. They had a connection to Bernie Sanders, regardless of age, because he was speaking their language. I believe those Bernie Sanders voters that are out there that realize that Donald Trump has no chance in New York, I think they should vote for Brock Pierce. And I think that Republicans that would cut their arm off before they vote for Donald Trump should vote for Brock Pierce. I think there's a tremendous vote potential for Brock here in New York.
What else does a Brock Pierce presidency potentially look like aside from some of the criminal justice reforms you talked about?
I believe he's the smartest of the three, by far the smartest of the three men that you think of running in this race, and or who I think of running in the race, and that's the president and vice president. He's a brilliant young man. And when I say young, I don't mean that to be demeaning. He's 39 years old, and he has fresh legs. He's got energy, and he's absolutely brilliant when it comes to the fiscal issues and financial issues. He's been an advisor to some of the biggest names out there in the financial world. He can get our economy going. He can get our the future of this country on a path that no one has gotten it on before. We're not saying he's going to be the next president of the United States. What we're saying, he's going to be a future president of the United States. And 2024 is right around the corner. A vote for Brock Pierce here makes a big statement and encourages a candidate like him and others out there that are on the outside of the political world to take a deep dive into politics. We need folks coming from the outside the world to decide to run. Brock Pierce is the perfect choice.
In the state Senate, a mix of Democratic and Republican candidates, incumbents, and challengers are running on your party line in November. When all the votes are counted, which party do you want to control the majority in the state Senate?
I think there's no question that the Democrats will control. They've got 40 senators.
Is that who you want to control it?
No, we have no opinion. I mean, at this point, we can only deal in reality. Reality is who's there. And we do not, you know, we're not taking sides at this point. At one point, for a very long time, we wanted there to be a balance in the state. We wanted the Republicans to maintain the Senate majority. We're not saying we wouldn't want that now. It's just not realistic. The Democrats are here to stay, and we hope that the Democrats that are there will do a diligent job and keeping New York as independent as it possibly can be. And we say the same for the assembly and for the governor. Right now, that's the reality, is that it's a completely Democratic force up in Albany, and we just hope they do the best job for the people.
Well, we've been speaking with New York State Independence Party Chairman Frank McKay. Frank, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
David, thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.